Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming today, and really happy to be here. My name's Bethany, and yesterday I talked with Matt Crane. Where is he? Where are you, Matt? Okay, there you are. Hi. So I'm going to tell you about Matt, and I'm probably going to miss some stuff, so please talk to him afterwards because he's a very interesting person, and he can expand more on some of these things I'm going to tell you, but he is a self-described Swiss Army knife. He has a very diverse skill set. He was in the Navy and was trained to do highly technical work. Post-Navy, he was in AmeriCorps, Team Rubicon. He fought wildfires. He's a plumber by day, engineer. He's also a musician and plays a bunch of different instruments, has been in different bands, recorded his own music, and he also is involved in veteran mental health and suicide prevention research. So he's still very connected to the veteran community, and that's a big part of his identity. Matt joined the Navy on September 9th, 2001. Two days before 9/11, and he was 17 years old, and he was one of the first wave of veterans to come out of Iraq. He talked about how being in the military, there's a sense of community, a sense of being in a tribe that is very unique to being in the military that you don't understand if you're not in that situation. And when you're reintegrated back into the world, it's very isolating because you're surrounded by people who don't have that experience and don't see the world that way, and how difficult that is. And he struggled for years, you know, with addiction and going to therapy. And he also has a really close connection to this project because he has a younger brother who was in the service who also died by suicide. And so he, coming in here yesterday, he's from Buffalo, New York, or he lives there now. So he doesn't know as much about this community, and he could just feel it in the room with everyone here, especially this really special reunion with a lot of Drew's platoon mates here. And he was just struck right away with that feeling, that sense of community that we have. And it was really special to see him feeling that and connecting in that way. So he also hosts a podcast called Birds in the Sky. Oh, I forgot to mention he's a videographer and photographer, which he's doing right now. And a podcaster where he interviews artists of all different kinds. And we talked about the importance of art and healing. And he was a part of a workshop where veterans were taught how to photograph. And a lot of veterans said, I can't tell you what I feel or what I've been through, but I can show you. So art in whatever form can be a really important and special way to talk about your experiences and to heal. And that really deeply connected with me because my music is often how I heal my pain and trauma and everything. And so it was a really very cool conversation with so many layers. And I wrote a pretty long song, maybe not as long as Scott's, I don't know. He always is the record for the longest song. But I actually called the song Birds in the Sky, which is the name of his podcast. And it didn't happen until the very end. I wrote the whole song and was just finishing the end, like, how am I going to end this? And then this Birds in the Sky line came to me, and it made a really cool chorus. And I didn't really have a chorus yet, so that became the chorus of the song, and I inserted it throughout the song. So